Soon, Daniel proved to be more capable than the other ministers and high officials. Due to Daniel's great dexterity, the king made plans to put him in front of the government and the entire empire, so that the other administrators and high officials began to look for some fault in Daniel's way of conducting government affairs, but found nothing to criticize or condemn him. He was faithful, always responsible, and totally trustworthy. We are playing a wonderful series that speaks about demonstrations of faith. A young man named Daniel, a young man who did not cling to the past, nor immerse himself in the condition of being a political prisoner. Or we could call him a slave to the New Babylonia, government under the hand of Nabuchodonosor. When we speak of faith, we speak of challenges. We speak of faith, we necessarily have to speak of obedience. When we speak of faith, we necessarily have to speak of being patient and have the wisdom to be able to face every challenge that the growth of faith leads to face. My beloved friends, today I want to remind you that faith must be trained and is forged and trained by God in intimacy. And the secret and the anointing, a long but excellent training and anointing by God. He will refer to you or announce a promotion in public, in front of people, in front of man. The will of God is that we walk in His purpose and be an instrument that is useful for honor, to give Him glory and honor. That is to say that we are not people of faith who simply speak it. We have it. But that their actions demonstrate that faith they have professed. And it's in moments of scarcity. It's in time of crisis. It's in moments of difficulties where the value of treating that faith comes to light. The Bible compares our faith more precious than gold. And the word says that if gold is tested with fire, now the more our faith is more precious than gold, so that in the end, by faith, we can remain firm without staggering, without hesitation, and without falling. So that in the end, by faith, we can remain in the purpose that God has for each of us. Faith is not simply a statement I make, it's a demonstration. 1. Of God's fidelity, that He is always there, and 2. That I am obedient to listen to His voice, so that through faith I can do what in my own strength I can never have done. If through learning to wait and have faith, and by developing that muscle called spiritual faith in God, we see that good things are added to us, it is a great blessing. But once you grow in faith, you understand that the main motivation or purpose, the main thing about faith is about trust. Whether you receive it or not, whether my prayer is answered or my prayer is not answered, faith helps me to remain confident that my Father is always there with me. And when I am basing this on, because in Hebrews chapter 11, it mentions, if you can read the whole chapter, there it mentioned heroes of the faith, ordinary people like you and me, but who were trained by God and who knew how to act at the right time. They understood that for each moment God has given us a degree of faith to manifest what was worked immediately, what was worked in intimacy, what was worked in anointing to me. But faith says, Hebrews chapter 11, some conquered kingdoms, they conquered cities. Yes, by faith. Some women saw their children resurrect. By faith, some saw that situations were transformed. Spiritual miracles they could observe with their eyes. But for that same faith, others were arrested. For that same faith, others suffered. And for that same faith, others died. Without seeing what at some point they longed for. But knowing that what God had for them perhaps was not something earthly. What God had for them was something eternal. They sold for the eternal. They sold for the eternity. Although with their physical eyes they did not see anything, but their descendants could also see it, and they received it. By faith, we can receive answers. By faith, God can remain silent, because faith was not given to us simply to ask for and accept something from change, but to remain firm with confidence that God will always be there with us, whether He responds or not, heals or does not heal, the miracle happens or does not happen. I believe, I remain, He will continue to be my God. That's why this young man, Daniel, had understood it. But you know something? He did not cling to the pity, or suddenly many times we have resorted to complaining about the situation we are experiencing today. Every minute you complain is a minute of opportunity that you are missing. Each minute of complaint is a minute of lost vision. This is tremendous, because the complaint only makes us focus on the problem. The more you focus on the complexity of the problem, the fewer solutions you can find. The more you focus on the owner of the life, more solutions you will see. Many times, the solution that the light you need to see at the end of the tunnel, you will not find it in your own strength. You will find it when you find peace in Christ. When you learn what is patience, when you learn to wait and to see the right opportunity, the right time, the right people, when that faith that God forged promotes you to do it. Daniel, dear, even if your eyes are seeing the opposite and it seems impossible, that's why I'm talking about men like you and me, people who made a difference by faith. And I believe that now is the time for those people who have understood that each trial, each process they have lived makes sense. For this hour, for this moment, Daniel did not hold on. Oh, poor me. They took me out of my land. Now I am a slave. No. Even from prison, they studied. Even from prison, they cried out to God. They remained faithful. They did not kneel or bow before Babylon's system. God endorsed them, and because of that endorsement, they were placed in places of honor. When you have faith, you remain firm. When you have faith, you do not negotiate the principles. When you have faith, you remain faithful to God. And the one who remains faithful with you places you in places of honor. That is why faith needs to be trained to sustain you in places of honor, because the more growth, the more responsibility. The more you go up, the more pressure you will have, and the more air you will lack. Did you know that? When you go up on a plane, the more the plane goes up, the more your airs get plunged, more pressure you are feeling, not being able to breathe. Some of us simply want to look at the sky and want to climb up. We want to have high position, but it's hard to let God rule us and train us, because going up may be easy for you, but holding yourself is where you are going to need a faith tested by fire to learn to be patient. Daniel was tested by fire. He learned to be patient, and he was placed in places of honor. But with those in that place of honor, envious people rose, trying to damage their testimony. Now Daniel did not go out to defend himself. Daniel continued to pray. He knew that if God was placing him as a reference in a kingdom that was not his kingdom, but that was placed there as a strategy of God, because God can use those excuses to place you in those places and show his glory through you. I hope to make you understand. Daniel understood. He was not in his city. He was not in his land. He was a stranger, but God had placed him in places of honor, and he did not back down. He decided to take advantage of the position. Perhaps he did not know what he was facing. Perhaps the mafia that was around him. Maybe people were going to try to knock him out of the post that made him condemned. But Daniel remained faithful. Daniel was faithful to what he did. He annihilated under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar. He was faithful to the laws, a good, trustworthy minister, to the point that the only thing his enemies found to accuse him of was his fidelity to God. Perhaps nobody will find something to accuse you, but if they are going to be upset, if you know that you are faithful to God. And when Daniel knew this, the more he prayed and opened his window. And three times a day he prayed when they spoke to the king, so that he placed an edict, and there was no other king, only Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel more adored God. He clung to what he believed. I do not forget his principles. I was not easy to forget, but God helped me to sustain himself out of fidelity. That is faith. And you know what happened? Daniel remained faithful. No, he did not negotiate principles, because he knew when you know in whom you have believed, you know that in that one in which you have placed your trust, you know that in the one in whom you have believed, it's greater, stronger than any argument in the world. Do not sell yourself. He is the owner of heaven and earth. You stand firm. Something God will do with the mighty hand will lift you up. You are not afraid of what will come, because he is with you. He is the owner of the times. So Daniel trusted, and the trust led him to be condemned or die in the middle of hungry lion. But listen to me. Well, the sentence doesn't mean that everything has already ended. Perhaps that disease has condemned you to die. I do not know what condemnation your marriage had in destroying itself. I hope that you are receiving this word and you are understanding me. I do not know what condemnation of life you have received today, where you have said that it's all over. You know what Daniel did? He did not resist. He said to the king, "If this is your verdict, I will accept it." They took him to a place called the lion's den. Hungry lions. There was no one who fell into that den, and he will not be torn to pieces by hungry lions. But there was not going to be anyone in that den, although it was the place of the lion's den. Daniel knew that the one who lives in the shelter of the Most High will dwell under the shadow of the enlightenment. And I will tell, Jehovah is my castle, my God, whom I trust. He will deliver me from the hunter's snare and from the destructive plague. Trusting in that place, and the king who esteemed him told him, "I hope your God frees you from these lions." The king did not sleep all night, waiting for the next day. And when he gets up the next day, he orders the lion's den to be opened. And he calls, "Daniel, your God could free you." A few seconds in silence. But then he sees someone walking. And Daniel comes walking, perhaps grabbing the lions, hugging them. You know why? God. And I want you to understand, God could have prevented Daniel from entering the pit, but it did not happen that way. And Daniel, I don't criticize him. I don't criticize his way of being, his way of doing things, only confident path, because he had faith. It's time to demonstrate the faith that we have professed so much in this time, where God is in control. And there Daniel was victorious. You know why? Because while you take an attitude of despair for the lion, if God took you to that lion's den, it's because he was going to show his glory. And he had already given the order to the lions to close their mouths and to remain around him. And then what was a threat to destroy you, God used to protect you and lift you up in victory. Prayer. Father, thank you for this word of faith, and thank you, Lord, for your holding on to us. You close the mouth of the hungry lions because you are the owner of those lions, while Satan thinks that he will fringe us and that he will end us through hungry lions. You come out to defend us and say, I am the owner of those lions. They listen to you, and even if they can be influenced, you have the last word. I beg you that these words of strength flood every heart in this beautiful dawn and this beautiful morning, and may we stand firm in the name of Jesus. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Let's get up today. Blessings.